I think he just tweaked his hamstring. Hopefully it's not too long.
Coach Darren out there made some plays. How much progress have you seen from a year ago just on the field and off the field from him?
It's always nice to get guys like Darren, Dominique, Carl Pema into the second year. They feel more comfortable with the system. They feel more comfortable with their abilities, and they'll take chances just like Darren did today. But, you know, we're lucky enough to have some young corners that have a lot of ability and that's playing with a lot of confidence.
How has Tony Scheffler progressing? Have you been able to learn anymore?
Tony's been exceptional. He's got great hands, runs routes extremely well, and in the running game, it looks like he just keeps on making strides, so hopefully he can keep it going.
His blocking?
That's what I mean, yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good blocking. That's where he's got to keep on making strides in that area because he didn't block a lot in college, but the effort's there and the technique will come in time.
Do you see him being a deep threat on this team?
Oh, he's very much of a deep threat. Yeah, he runs as fast as wide receivers.
Besides number 88, what are the similarities between him and Jeb and the differences?
Jeb could run. Jeb had good speed. Tony's even faster, you know, coming out of college, about a tenth of a second faster, and Jeb was fast. So, you know, Tony's in that 4-5 range. There's not too many tight ends in the National Football League that can run a 4-5. Jeb was in that 4-6-5 range, which was fast. I mean, Jeb made a lot of big plays for us, and Tony's got that type of speed.
As you were scouting and looking at players during the draft, did you look at him and say, hey, we have a Jeb type of player right here?
If I said we had a Jeb type of player, Jeb would still be on our football team. We took him in the second round because we thought he was unique with his speed. There's not too many tight ends that run at that level with that speed, and we thought that he could bring maybe another dimension to our running game because he is a little bit bigger guy. But you know, that's not done yet. We'll see that when we put the pads on and he plays in game situations. But he does have a big upside.
With Courtney, is that still just precautionary?
Yeah, you know, he's a little inflamed yesterday, and we just kept him out. You know, he's the type of guy that doesn't want to stay out, so hopefully he'll be ready to go tomorrow.
Mike, you mentioned Rod's hamstring. Is he, with his competitiveness, is it hard to keep him off the field? Do you have to say, hey, don't, it's too early to be?
Not really. You know, Rod's smart to know that a hamstring, there's nothing you can do about it except rest it. And we might have to give him an extra day. Instead of being 2 days out, it might have to be three, or one might have to be two. I really don't know how bad it is. Greek thought it was just a tweak, but it could be a little bit more serious than that. But I don't think it'll be too long, knowing Rod.
Brandon Marshall continues to excel. Have you been surprised by how well he's fitting?
A little bit, yeah. You know, he's got great hands, and he's got, like you just mentioned, good size. And like all rookies, you got to go through a learning curve, but he's got excellent hands. Very seldom they have a guy come in at that size and that speed. With soft hands, you know, he doesn't even think about it. He just kind of engulfs the ball. But saying that, he has still dropped a number of passes because the concentration level's got to be there all the time. So he's just got to keep on working, but he does have a big upside.
Mike, 6 days into camp, do you have a pretty good feel of the shape of your roster at this point? Or, I know you've always said you evaluate day-to-day, but 6 days in, do you have a pretty good feel?
Yeah, I feel very good about the roster. We were very competitive at a number of different positions, so I'm not really sure how that's going to pan out until we get in a game-type situation. But, we've got good character, guys competing, and that's what you're hoping for in camp.
Mike, that third receiver spot behind Javon and Rod, how do you see that shaping up? Is there a leader in the clubhouse right now?
We've got a lot of depth there, so we've got a lot of people that have an opportunity to, you know, fight for 3, 4, 5, and possibly 6. And I'm not sure who they are right now, but we do have more depth than we've had in a long time. Okay.